In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Well, it's exciting. It's time for Center Stage. And the bottom line is that it's all about arts and entertainment. We want you to know all about it. There is so much going on in the great state of Minnesota. My goodness, I haven't been able to get out enough to see enough. So it's really amazing what Minnesota is doing. Our first guest, for the 9 o'clock hour is Sierra Bernal. Now, she is the founder and director of a company called Dance City. Okay. Now, it's interesting because Sierra, as the founder, you would look at this group and they have worked so hard and have won. We're going to talk about, you know, the accolades that they are getting and so much more. But wow, what a challenge it has been for the founder. Sierra Bernard joins us right now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. How are you, Sierra?
I'm doing amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a big deal, isn't it? It's a big deal Yes. What has happened to these girls, and I can't wait for you to share it with us. Tell us.
So my name is Sierra, like you said, and I am the director of Dance City, a North Minneapolis dance studio, and we've been around since 2015. Part of the work that we do is providing safe spaces for young Black girls to learn, grow, and be free. We just came back from Las Vegas, the Star Power Talent Competition, and we came back national champions. So proud of them. They worked so hard and just grateful to be here to share about Dance City.
Were they the only troupe of color at that big event in Vegas?
We were not the only group of color. We were the only Black group, but there were other nationality there. There was a Hmong group. There was a Mexican group. But Black group, we were the only.
Wow. I'm just excited that it was so multi, you know. It's amazing when these girls come together and then you actually see that these children could go on and really do great things. And it was proven while you were in Vegas. Tell us about the big event and what happened.
Yes. So while we were in Vegas, we were competing against over 100 other groups. And, you know, the girls work extremely hard throughout the year. They have been practicing and getting ready for Vegas for months now. So we get down there. We see all these phenomenal groups from the West Coast, different dancers that have different experiences from our girls. Dance is really their life. Like, they perform on Disney Channel and Nickelodeon. So for my girls to be able to compete against girls like that was amazing. You know, they went down, they put everything on the stage, left it on the stage. And when they said that we won first place, not only in our category, but first place overall, it was amazing. Everyone was just screaming, you know, just so excited because their hard work had paid off.
What has been remarkable for me as I read your story is that these young people needed so much. And all of a sudden, a lot of our leaders started really saying, hey, let us help, you know? And I was surprised to hear that and excited to hear that. Tell us about some of the people that really stepped in to make sure that those girls could get to Vegas.
You know, we are extremely blessed to have met Hattie Webb, who has opened so many doors for us. We met her while the girls were fundraising. We were doing a fundraiser at Cup Foods, bagging groceries. And, you know, the girls asked to bag Hattie's groceries. And ever since then, she has just been a part of our team, helping us really brand ourselves and grow and do amazing things. She helped us start a GoFundMe. And, you know, when we did start the GoFundMe, we literally, the community just rallied behind us. And we raised $26,000 in 6 days.
That's amazing.
It was literally, and it was, you know, money that was spent to give my dance parents a break. You know, we covered everyone's flight and hotel to Vegas because my parents work hard, and a lot of them are single moms, and they deserve, you know, a break. And some of them have more than one dancer, so that's, you know, three flights or four flights they would have had to pay for. And it was covered. So we're just extremely grateful. Also, we push for peace and WW protection amongst some other local organizations that donated and helped us get to Vegas. And just so grateful for the outpour of love and appreciation and support from the community helping these talented young girls win national championships.
I was so excited to read that the mayor, Jacob Frey, really was trying to support, as well as Senator Amy Klobuchar and Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman, who gave a proclamation on the floor of the U.S. Congress in D.C. What was her proclamation? Did it state something? I mean, when you heard about it, did you say, that's exactly what I wanted to hear?
I mean, I was so shocked. I would have never in a million years thought that they would be speaking about Dance City in Washington, D.C. Just, you know, this group from the North Side. But we were just so honored to hear that they were proud of us, were representing the North Side, and they were honoring us. It was amazing, and it just shows that when you are doing something that you love, you're passionate about it, you're doing things from your heart, good things will follow. And these girls deserve the world. And I'm just so grateful that people are taking notice and giving them the love and the support they deserve.
Well, the way I found out about it very recently was with Miss Hattie Webb. And she was telling me all about it. And she said, Geraldine, these girls work so hard and the struggle of it all. And look at what they accomplished. They won. They came home with the trophy, right?
Yes.
That's huge. That's huge. Okay, so let's talk about what exactly have you been teaching to the children? What types of dances?
Yeah, so we teach ballet, jazz, tap, hip-hop, lyrical, contemporary, modern. We do everything. It's super important for these girls to be versatile so they can go in any space and thrive. So, yeah, the category that we won in first place in overall Las Vegas was, of course, hip hop. I feel like that's just something that, you know, the girls do naturally. And they went on stage and just, you know, they showed who they were.
Yeah. And that we need to see who they are, right? We always need to see that. So now here comes the great part. You wrote about North High School and how important it has been to this dance troupe. Tell us the story of how you have been through in and out of this understanding and this relationship, but it looks like it's turning out well.
Yes, I am an alumni of North High, and, you know, North has always had the arts and communications program within the school. And so when I started Dance City and I was looking for a space to have practices, I instantly thought of North because they've always had a beautiful dance space. They have been so amazing to us. I literally feel like we're a partnership. They allow us a safe space for girls We don't have to worry about anybody just walking in there. You know, the principal, Miss Mari Freeslaven, she has been so supportive and so phenomenal for the girls. We did at one point have our own space on West Broadway, but, you know, Broadway has always been very busy, but I think after the pandemic, it just was a different type of busy, and it just wasn't a good fit for us. And I just wanted to make sure that we were in a space that was welcoming and safe for the girls. And so North welcomed us back with open arms. I'm forever, forever grateful to North High.
Why is it so difficult for children of color, dancers of color, to find a space to just, you know, be able to rehearse and do what they do? Why is that a big challenge?
It's hard because I think people think, oh, you just need an open space. And you do, but you also have to build it. You have to have the mirrors. You have to have the ballet bar. You have to have the right flooring to support the knees and the joints. And I wish there were more spaces in the community that were open to us. You know, the Cow Center downtown Minneapolis on Hennepin, they have dance space. And whenever we're not able to be at North because they're out of school, we use that space. But there are spaces in the community. I just don't think that they're as accessible as they should be. And it's unfortunate because it's our community. You know, it's in walking distance from a lot of these girls' homes, and they should be able to walk to a community space, be able to use the space, be safe, be creative, be free. I think it would be amazing to create more spaces like that. And, you know, I think it would change lives within the community.
Yeah. You know, Craig Rice, who has been, you know, an avid supporter of films here in the great state of Minnesota and beyond. And he has been working on a new video of the team, which will you'll use that for marketing and fundraising, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now you are still fundraising for the next thing because you guys are going to New York in October, right?
Yeah, so we have great plans to visit the Alvin Ailey Theater in New York City. I want the girls to, you know, see more. They did an amazing job in Vegas. They came home champions from Vegas. I want them to be able to go to, you know, be able to go in any space and thrive. So we're planning on going to New York City to Alvin Ailey and then Los Angeles to Debbie Allen Dance Academy. Because they deserve it. And we are so grateful for the outpour of love and support that helped us get to Vegas. And we're hoping that the community rally behind us again to get these amazing dancers to New York City and Los Angeles.
Oh, there's so much more that I wish we had time to talk about. But congratulations to you, Sierra. It is remarkable what has been done with the group. And I look forward to learning more about you both. You know, you as the leader, the founder, and the children. I can just imagine how many children are standing in line going, my turn. So congratulations and be blessed, honey. Be blessed. Be grateful. All right. Thanks, Sierra. That is Sierra Berna, and she is the founder and director. We'll be back.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. And of course, the second one we're doing now is Mary Strand. She is releasing her very first album called Golden Girl. And Mary worked closely with Ryan Smith of Soul Asylum. Yes. And the Melismatics and Mark Wade of the Melismatics in producing her first album. I'm so excited to have you join us, Mary Strand. Welcome. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm great, and even greater talking to you.
Okay, here's the thing. Golden Girl is the work of Minneapolis-based lawyer turned novelist turned musician. That's you. Just knowing that you are all of that and you have time to do an album, you are an awesome woman. You are an awesome woman. I was so happy to read that. How did you do it all and get this album out? How did you do it all?
Well, I don't practice law anymore. I always joke that I got so good that I don't have to practice. That's kind of a lawyer joke. Sorry. But then I did start writing novels, and I am a novelist still. And then I started getting into music kind of slowly, step after step after step. And then it all just happened. First, I joined, I took some guitar lessons, and then I joined bands at Twin Town Guitars, which is where I met Ryan and Mark. Mm-hmm. And then I started adding vocals to my guitar, and then started songwriting and found a great songwriting group on Facebook, but it's mostly Minnesota songwriters. And so it just kept going step after step, and then Ryan and Mark and I started talking about an album.
That's so awesome. When I hear that, and especially for a woman, that's a really big thing for anyone that is starting brand new all over again. This is a big deal. So as you look forward and look back, when you started this whole idea and decided, I'm going for it, I'm going to do an album, what did your family, friends, and haters, what did they say to you?
Most people are really supportive. I've had a couple people say, how did this happen for you? And the truth is, you know, for all of us, it happens because you just do it. And I got a lot of help, you know, from Ryan and Mark specifically and first. But then other friends, my songwriter friends, people that I met through Twin Town, my family, my son, you know, is the drummer on my album. And it was fun. Long before I was working on the album, I would just write a song and say, hey, could you jam with me on my song? And that was really fun, partly because he was right there in the living room. But, you know, I don't think there are many haters. There's a few people who wonder, you know, how it happened. But I think that's always true in life, that people wish they were doing it, except I truly just kept taking step after step, you know, each step led to the next one.
Well, I tell you, this album has already, people are talking about it. And the album release show is at Astor Cafe in Minneapolis. If people don't know where it is, it's over by River Place and by the Stone Arch Bridge. This is happening on August 19th. And it's going to be a big event. Even though it's a small space, it's very mighty. And so I'm excited that you chose that place to go and do this. And it's, I know there's someone named Little Man that is going to be the acoustic, do an acoustic set. Is this just a friend of yours, or is this someone that actually part of the group?
He's not part of the group at all. He normally performs, I think, with his own band. It's Chris Paricelli or Paricelli. I always go with the Italian. But he performs as Little Man, and So he's going to do the set in between. We'll start with my album with our full album band, Ryan, Mark, Jack, and me. Then Little Man will perform, and then Ryan and Mark will do a set themselves.
Well, one thing I'm really excited for you about is that you have a special guest, and that's Sarah Morris. Is she performing with you as well that night?
Yes. She and I wrote one of the songs on the album, and so she's not doing a set of her own, but she's going to come in and we'll do I Don't Want to Be Your Yesterday as a duet, and then the final song of mine is Act As If, and that ended on the album with a 20-track a cappella choir. It was actually just Ryan and Mark and me, but we did it that way, and we're going to try to recreate it as best we can, and so she'll help us with that, too.
That's awesome. I absolutely love her voice, and I love her writing. So when I saw that she was a part of this, I'm like, that's going to be a blast. I haven't heard you sing before, and I'm really excited to take a listen. I Don't Want to Be Your Yesterday touched me immediately when I saw all of the songs and what they're entitled, and that really moved me. I Don't Want to Be Your Yesterday. When you first heard that, as you were working with Morris, what did you think? Did you say, that's got to go on the album? Or did you say, wow, let me think about that?
We were already heavily involved in the recording. I think we'd recorded at least half the songs. And we wrote it. It was my first co-write with someone else. And as soon as when you do a co-write, it's for the Songwriter Challenge on Facebook. You write the song in a week or two. We did it in 2 days. And then you record a video of yourselves playing it. And as soon as we had the video, I thought, wow, this would be perfect for the album.
Mm.
So
I'm glad that
it was a really easy call.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that you were, you were prepared. You knew exactly how quickly you wanted to get this done. You knew exactly where it was going to go with the songs and how to place it. Was it difficult to place the songs? Because I know with my family and I, when we recorded our albums, my brothers really knew. They were so clear on where the songs went. I was not clear on my album, so I decided not to do another one. Seriously.
Well, your brothers were very lucky that they knew everything immediately. I started with a list, I think it was 14 or 15 songs. We wound up with 10, but of the 14 or 15, I think we used maybe 6, 7, 8 of those because, for instance, we added this song. Different Kind of World was one we added. So I think we added 3 or 4. So we just kept playing around. We finally decided, or I mostly decided this, that I wanted it to explore a theme of love, good, bad, ugly, indifferent. And so that helped me take some other songs off the album, which is great. You know, if you can eliminate something, it's useful. So I've got some songs that could be on another album, but they didn't fit with the love sort of theme.
Wow. Already thinking about this second album. Congratulations to you. This is a big deal for Mary Strand and an honor to meet you. And I just want to know, are there any tickets still available?
Yes, there should be.
Okay.
I haven't checked on that recently, but there should be, yes. But I would,
if you get a chance, then talk to my producer and let's see if we can make sure we let people know that next week. Again, this is coming up August 19th, and that is on a Saturday, 6 p.m. for the Doors, and dinner at 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. is the music. 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., great music. You got to go hear Mary Strand and the big band. All right, you guys, thank you so much, Mary, for sticking and staying tonight and being a part of tonight's Center Stage. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, too.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye. All right,
bye-bye.
Everyone, coming up will be our fun, the guy that I love to have on as well in Center Stage, Rohan Preston, lead theater critic at the Star Tribune. You don't want to miss our conversation. We'll be back. Oh, I'm so excited, you guys. It is the one that I have been interviewing for a long time, but it's more than just interviewing. It's a conversation that he and I have. Every time he joins us, I so enjoy it. It is Rohan Preston, lead theater critic over at the Star Tribune, and we are so excited that you're back tonight. How are you?
I'm well. I have a little bit of a summer cold, so you hear something in my voice, but I'm excited to be here with you and to talk about theater and music and dance and all the great things and to solve all the problems of the world.
There is so much going on, and especially in the Twin Cities. I mean, there are plays everywhere. There's musicals everywhere. There are concerts everywhere. And you even have shows like The Golden Girls. You know, there's that show that's, I think it just happened or is about to happen. Yeah, you know, it's like new things are happening. All the comedy pieces that we hear about, all these comedy comedians that come in town, and they are doing great things. I don't know if you went out to Crooners to see those comedians, but wow. Wow, it was really quite remarkable the night I went.
I think my colleague went out there. I think Neil Justin may have gone out there. We have so much happening. Wonderful, wonderful stuff happening. Shane at the Guthrie Theater, you know, which is the stage adaptation of the famous novel, which was also a movie and a TV series, and really, really special show. And then Godspell. Godspell at Artistry is their comeback show, because it's one of they had to delay because of the financial troubles that they had, and then they brought it back, and it's so much heart and so much joy in that show. It's really, really quite remarkable. And that's just two of the things that are lighting up Twin City stages at the moment. You know, it's really beautiful. Jagged Little Pill, by the way, is coming. It's based on the Alanis Morissette album of the song from 1995, and Diablo Cody, who has some very strong Twin Cities connection, an Academy Award winner and Tony Award winner, did the book for that, and it's coming here next Tuesday.
Oh my goodness!
At Orpheum. So there's a lot. I'm buzzing a little bit because I'm still very excited about it. And of course, the big thing coming up as well is the Fringe Festival is going to start this week.
A what?
The Minnesota Fringe Festival.
Oh, yes, the Fringe. Oh, my gosh. It happens every year, and you would think Jolynn would be on top of that. There are so many pieces that they put together to make this exceptional every year. Have you started looking into which ones you're going to look into this year?
Yes, there are so many shows. And one of the things that's interesting to me is that Harry Waters Jr., who is the actor who was in Back to the Future, and then became a McAllister professor. Last week, he performed on Broadway in a benefit concert for Back to the Future, the stage musical that's coming.
The stage musical.
This week, he is going to be in the Fringe performing in a show.
Who is that again?
Harry Waters Jr.
That's what I thought you said. Oh, my gosh. Yes. That's awesome.
So it's a lot of, you know, it's like, I mean, to go from one extreme to the other like that is beautiful, you know?
So yeah, like I said, there's so much going on. I was downtown Minneapolis last night, and I could not believe the throngs of people. They were everywhere, and there was some place for them to go, for every one of them to go. And I sat back and thought, oh my gosh, Minneapolis is still thriving. So many people are afraid to go downtown Minneapolis, or, you know, you hear rumors of this and rumors of that. But let me tell you, it was jam-packed last night. And to see all those people out and about, and it was peaceful. There were some police cars there making sure that they're monitoring and looking at what's going on. But from what I saw, it was wonderful. So here we are looking at, you know, an old musical like Godspell that really is based on the book of Matthew. And I know that that's coming up for Artistry. And then you're looking at Shane at the Guthrie Theater. When I started to read about what this is all about, called Shane, it's all about African-Americans, specifically Black men who were cowboys, basically, right?
Yeah, it's not just African-Americans. Shane is an African-American character. It's written by the playwright Karen Zacharias, but also the Starrett family is Latino, is Mexican-American in the show.
That's right.
And the narrative remains the same. It just adds new dimension to the story of sort of a man, Shane, who's trying to outrun his past and is called on to be the person he was in the name of justice and fairness for this family, you know?
That kind of sounds like today, doesn't it?
It does. You know, it's like, because he really is like, I just want to be a peaceful person. I don't want to, you know, when the young man or the kid says to him, like, where is your gun? He's like, I don't want to keep it around. Basically, I just put it away until it's absolutely necessary. This is in the Wild West in Wyoming on the frontier in the 1800s. And so it's a fascinating show, but it's also very contemporary in that sense that we all struggle with, like, how do we reckon with our past and how do we have a sense of fairness and justice in the world? And what do we stand for? What will we stand for, you know?
So have you seen the piece already?
Yes, it's open at the Guthrie. It's a beautiful production. It's a beautiful production. Blake Robeson is the director. And then you ask yourself, how does a Western function on stage? Because there's no there are no horses, right?
Right.
And you can't have a shootout for the whole thing, right? But what they do is they establish a kind of visual language, and they establish all kinds of, use sound cues, use other things to put you and transport you to the West. And you are transported, and it's really quite remarkable, quite engaging. It's 90 minutes long. It's a really thrilling ride. Boom. From start to finish, very cleverly written, very deftly staged, and beautifully acted.
I remember when I first heard about the African Americans, and like you said, those that are from Hispanics who did it as well, and others too that we may know nothing about. But I do remember, you know, hearing, "Oh my gosh, you know, there are Black Westerners who are out there, like cowboys, you know." And here we are actually putting this piece on the stage. What do you think the audience is going to think about that, and how is it received tonight?
Well, it's been the crowds that when I was there, they were really rapt, instant standing ovation, genuine. And one of the things that was interesting about this history is that the playwright Karen Zacharias reminded me in conversation that the Lone Ranger is based on a Black cowboy. Right?
I've heard that before. Yes.
You know, so the idea of the Lone Ranger, and that there are other, so Karen Zacharias said, you know, at least a quarter of the people were Black in the West and cowboys and what have you, and another quarter were Latino. So this is not rewriting history. This is, I guess, writing history, R-I-G-H-T. In a sense, but also, you know, the way it works on stage, if you are a fan of the movie and the TV show, it still works because it's still a story about this sort of man with a past, trying to reckon with that past, also with a sense of justice and seeking a family, seeking a place to belong to, people to belong to, people he can love and trust. And in this case, sacrifice for.
Oh, my goodness. You know, here's the thing for me that has been very disturbing. You were talking about these cowboys, these Westerners, and, you know, being a people of color. Now there is a prison, and it has been doing this rodeo thing for a long time, and to see who is going to win. And it's a lot of African Americans in this prison, and they do this every year, and people come from all over the states. It's a southern state, but I can't remember which one it is, so I won't mention that. But I will say I was really upset about it when I heard about it, even though I should be standing tall, knowing that the history of who we are continuously is changing and people are starting to learn more. I should be proud of that. But because the southern state has this big rodeo and, you know, has all these Black people on the horses out there doing their thing, for some reason, I just couldn't accept that. Isn't that remarkable? It's so interesting to me.
Well, it's really complicated. And I think what you're talking about is the Angola prison rodeo in Louisiana.
There you go.
And I looked it up and I understand your complex emotions around this because, it's not, an easy, history. It's a very difficult history and it opens wounds, frankly. It opens all of that. So I understand, the level of complexity around that, you know?
Right. And complex is what it is. I mean, it is the complexity of it all. Yet I always say to myself, when are they going to stop? When are they going to stop doing that in that great state?
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, I'm so excited, you guys. It is the one that I have been interviewing for a long time, but it's more than just interviewing. It's a conversation that he and I have. Every time he joins us, I so enjoy it. It is Rohan Preston, lead theater critic over at the Star Tribune, and we are so excited that you're back tonight. How are you?
I'm well. I have a little bit of a summer cold, so you hear something in my voice, but I'm excited to be here with you and to talk about theater and music and dance and all the great things and to solve all the problems of the world.
There is so much going on, and especially in the Twin Cities. I mean, there are plays everywhere. There's musicals everywhere. There are concerts everywhere. And you even have shows like The Golden Girls. You know, there's that show just happened or is about to happen. Yeah, you know, it's like new things are happening. All the comedy pieces that we hear about, all these comedy comedians that come in town and they are doing great things. I don't know if you went out to Crooners to see those comedians, but wow. Wow, it was really quite remarkable the night I went.
I think my colleague went out there. I think Neil Justin may have gone out there. We have so much happening. Wonderful, wonderful stuff happening. Shane at the Guthrie Theater, mm-hmm. you know, which is the stage adaptation of the famous novel, which was also a movie and a TV series and really, really special show. And then Godspell.
Godspell
at Artistry is their comeback show, because it's one of they had to delay because of the financial troubles that they had, and then they brought it back, and it's so much heart and so much joy in that show. It's really, really quite remarkable. And that's just two of the things that are lighting up Twin City stages at the moment. You know, it's really beautiful. Jagged Little Pill, by the way, is coming. It's based on the Alanis Morissette album of the song from 1995. And Diablo Cody, who has some very strong Twin Cities connection, an Academy Award winner and Tony Award winner, did the book for that. And it's coming here next Tuesday.
Oh, my goodness.
At Orpheum. So there's a lot. I'm buzzing a little bit because I'm still very excited about it. And of course, the big thing coming up as well is the Fringe Festival is going to start this week.
A what?
The Minnesota Fringe Festival.
Oh, yes, the Fringe. Oh, my gosh. It happens every year, and you would think Jolynn would be on top of that. There are so many pieces that they put together to make this exceptional every year. Have you started looking into which ones you're going to look into this year?
Yes, there are so many shows. And one of the things that's interesting to me is that Harry Waters Jr., who is the actor who was in Back to the Future, and then became a McAllister professor. Last week, he performed on Broadway in a benefit concert for Back to the Future, the stage musical that's coming.
The stage and musical.
This week, he is going to be in the Fringe performing in a show.
Who is that again?
Harry Waters Jr.
That's what I thought you said. Oh, my gosh. Yes. That's awesome.
So it's a lot of, you know, it's like, I mean, to go from one extreme to the other like that is beautiful, you know?
So yeah, there's like I said, there's so much going on. I was downtown Minneapolis yesterday, last night, and I could not believe the throngs of people. They were everywhere, and there was some place for them to go, for every one of them to go. And I sat back and thought, oh my gosh, Minneapolis is still thriving. So many people are afraid to go downtown Minneapolis, or, you know, you hear rumors of this and rumors of that. But let me tell you, it was jam-packed last night. And to see all those people out and about, and it was peaceful. There were some police cars there making sure that they're monitoring and looking at what's going on. But from what I saw, it was wonderful. So here we are looking at, you know, an old musical like Godspell that really is based on the book of Matthew. And I know that that's coming up for Artistry. And then you're looking at Shane at the Guthrie Theater. When I started to read about what this is all about, called Shane, it's all about African-Americans, specifically Black men who were cowboys, basically, right?
Yeah, it's not just African-Americans. Shane is an African-American character. It's written by the playwright Karen Zacharias, but also the Starrett family is Latino, is Mexican-American in this show.
That's right.
And the narrative remains the same. It just adds new dimension to this story of sort of a man, Shane, who's trying to outrun his past and is called on to be the person he was in the name of justice and fairness for this family, you know?
That kind of sounds like today, doesn't it?
It does. You know, it's like, because he really is like, I just want to be a peaceful person. I don't want to, you know, when the young man or the kid says to him, like, where is your gun? He's like, I don't want to keep it around. Basically, I just put it away until it's absolutely necessary. This is in the Wild West in Wyoming on the frontier in the 19th century, in 1800s. And so it's a fascinating show, but it's also very contemporary in that sense that we all struggle with, like, how do we reckon with our past and how do we have a sense of fairness and justice in the world? And what do we stand for? What will we stand for, you know?
So have you seen the piece already?
Yes, it's open at the Guthrie. It's a
today,
beautiful
right?
production.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful production. Blake Robeson is the director. And then you ask yourself, how does a Western function on stage? Because there's no there are no horses, right?
Right.
And you can't have a shootout for the whole thing, right? But what they do is they establish a kind of visual language, and they establish all kinds of use sound cues, use other things to put you and transport you to the West. And you are transported, and it's really quite remarkable, quite engaging. It's 90 minutes long. It's a really thrilling ride, boom, from start to finish. Very cleverly written, very deftly staged, and beautifully acted.
I remember when we when I first heard about the African Americans, and like you said, you know, those that are from Hispanics who did it as well, and others too that we may know nothing about. But I do remember, you know, hearing, oh my gosh, you know, there are black Westerners who are out there, like cowboys, you know, and here we are actually putting this piece on the stage. What do you think the audience is going to think about that, and how is it received tonight?
Well, it's been the crowds that when I was there, they were really rapt, instant standing ovation, genuine. And one of the things that was interesting about this history is that the playwright Karen Zacharias reminded me in conversation that the Lone Ranger is based on a black cowboy. Right?
I've heard that before. Yes.
You know, so the idea of the Lone Ranger, and that there are other, so Karen Zacharias said, you know, at least a quarter of the people were black in the West, and cowboys and what have you, and another quarter were Latino. So this is not rewriting history. This is, I guess, writing history, R-I-G-H-T. In a sense, but also, you know, the way it works on stage, if you are a fan of the movie and the TV show, it still works because it's still a story about this sort of man with a past, trying to reckon with that past, also with a sense of justice and seeking a family, seeking a place to belong to, people to belong to, people he can love and trust. And in this case, sacrifice for.
Oh, my goodness. You know, here's the thing for me that has been very disturbing. You were talking about these cowboys, these Westerners, and, you know, being a people of color. Now there is a prison, and it has been doing this rodeo thing for a long time, and to see who is going to win. And it's a lot of African Americans in this prison, and they do this every year. And people come from all over the states. It's a southern state, but I can't remember which one it is, so I won't mention that. But I will say I was really upset about it when I heard about it, even though I should be standing tall, knowing that the history of who we are continuously is changing and people are starting to learn more. I should be proud of that. But because the southern state has this big rodeo and, you know, has all these black people on the horses out there doing their thing, for some reason, I just couldn't accept that. Isn't that remarkable? It's so interesting to me.
Well, it's really complicated. And I think what you're talking about is the Angola prison rodeo in Louisiana.
And
I looked it up and I understand your complex emotions around this because, it's not, an easy, history. It's a very difficult history, and it opens wounds, frankly. It opens all of that. So I understand the level of complexity around that, you know?
Right. And complex is what it is. I mean, it is the complexity of it all. Yet I always say to myself, when are they going to stop? When are they going to stop doing that in that great state of Louisiana? When are they going to stop having the prison do that? Because people come from far and wide to see it. So There you go. I'm telling my truth. That's all. I'm just telling my truth.
No, I think I appreciate it. I mean, because it's, you know, and what you're also talking about is the role of entertainment. You know, it's mm-hmm. almost like a gladiator sport in a way. And, you know, I read one article about, you know, basically, if they stay on a horse for like 6, 7, 8 seconds, then they, you know, they have succeeded, right?
Right. So well said.
You know, but it's those are some long seconds. And
yeah, exactly.
You have to do it well. So
do it well, and I know it is. So hey, we got to take a break. Can you stick and stay with me?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. We're going to just make sure that we have 90 seconds with Rohan, because I have one big question for you, sir. Here's the deal. Your two daughters are absolutely beautiful. They are grown now. And I'm just curious to know, would you ever want them to step in your footsteps and be a big part of theater?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I was just talking to my daughter, Adira, and she lives in Atlanta with her husband and a beautiful son, my grandson. And I was, you know, thinking about that, you know, it's like what we do in theater, what I do is really just stay curious, and I'm always focused on learning new things. And that is sort of everything. The theater artists I know are brilliant, right? And some of them are, you know, just passionate. They're inventive, creative. All of the talents that they have are talents that are applicable and strong in other areas. And so, absolutely. And I would encourage them to do that, and encourage them to do other things as well, you know?
Okay. So 5 seconds. Will you ever get on stage and do a play? Be in a play? Actually be in it?
If it's for a benefit for a great cause, absolutely.
Oh, bravo! Thank you, Rohan. I always love having you on, man. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
All right. Good night, everyone. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for supporting us. I love you all. Welcome back, everyone. We're going to just make sure that we have 90 seconds with Rohan, because I have one big question for you, sir. Here's the deal. Your two daughters are absolutely beautiful. They are grown now. And I'm just curious to know, would you ever want them to step in your footsteps and be a big part of theater?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I was just talking to my daughter, Adira, and she lives in Atlanta with her husband and a beautiful son, my grandson. And I was, you know, thinking about that, you know, it's like what we do in theater, what I do is really just stay curious, and I'm always focused on learning new things. And that is sort of everything. The theater artists I know are brilliant, right? And some of them are, you know, just passionate. They're inventive, creative. All of the talents that they have are talents that are applicable and strong in other areas. And so, absolutely. And I would encourage them to do that, and encourage them to do other things as well, you know?
Okay. So 5 seconds. Will you ever get on stage and do a play? Be in a play? Actually be in it?
If it's for a great cause, absolutely.
Oh, bravo. Thank you, Rohan. I always love having you on, man. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
All right. Good night, everyone. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for supporting us. I love you all.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.